Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors. It's time for Laurie and Lynn. Local talk to start your weekend right. And now, Laurie and Lynn on WILK.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
Very good. It's a beautiful, sunny, crisp day, but not too cold. It's beautiful out today.
Yeah.
Beautiful. As you know, just to remind everyone, sound like a broken record, we tape on Thursday.
Yes.
It's gorgeous out today. Yes.
Yep.
I'm sitting at my favorite spot in the Dunkin' Donuts parking lot.
Oh.
Staring out into God's country, the West Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Or the west side of Scranton, which is always a good place to look at. So, before I go to get my iced tea, I got out of my place and I'm ready to go. So I'm down here, nicely parked, watching cars go by as we came. I was sitting here thinking when I was doing that, like, how amazing things are, really, that what you can do in 2020, yeah. Of all the yeah. things. So anyway, here yeah. we are.
There you are, sitting in a parking
yeah.
lot, and you're
yeah.
recording a radio show that literally
yeah.
can be heard by people all around the world. It's just so funny.
Yeah, it is.
It's
amazing.
Weird.
Of course, anybody can listen, and that's a good thing to bring up, Lynn, is please know that we have podcasts for every one of our shows. So if there's any yes. time that you miss us or you think, oh, I wanted to, you can go on to WILKnewsradio.com.
Yes.
Is it? And then you can
yes,
get the,
and
you find,
put our name in, and you can find the recordings on their site, but you can also go to iTunes and all bunch of other places where they have podcasts, and just put our
right.
name in and bring up podcasts.
Yep, and it comes up. And many of our friends do that. It's kind of neat to know you can
it
do
is.
It. So anyway,
it is.
But so how was your, was Thanksgiving last week? It was, right? How was your
yeah.
Thanksgiving? It seems
it
like it's so long ago for some reason.
No, it was 2 weeks ago.
No, it wasn't. No, it was last Thursday.
It didn't happen for me, so I kind of feel
yeah,
like
so
I
you
missed
can't re-
it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you end up
nothing
doing?
Nothing happened. Nothing. I decided that I wasn't going to have anybody here, so.
Yeah, we know that.
I think we did talk about it.
No, we talked about what we weren't doing, but we didn't talk about what we did because it was
we taped.
No, Lynn, we did because we taped on Friday, didn't
we? Taped on Friday, yes. Yes.
Okay, well then forget it.
Yeah.
Scratch it off. Rewind. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay,
see, because I'm thinking we taped on Wednesday, we usually
Wednesday,
do, but
yes.
we did it the day after,
it
so forget
Friday.
It. We already talked. Who the heck cares? We
yep,
talked about
it's
Thanksgiving.
Over.
Let's
it's
move
over.
On. What else? Okay. So what else do you have planned, and what's going to happen for Christmas?
Well, that is the big question, and I just noticed, you know, as usually happens around noonish every day, get the COVID-19 numbers of the number of cases that were reported today. And this number just blows me away. It's 11,000 and some came in today. And I know that that's what everybody has said, you know, that they expected these numbers to spike after people got back from the holiday gatherings. And it's probably right exactly what they expected. But I think it's probably going to go even higher. And that is a concern because, as they said somewhere before, I saw it a couple of days ago, the first 2 weeks after Thanksgiving, we will watch the numbers spike as they people go and get tested. The second 2 weeks after that, we'll see a dramatic increase in hospitalizations. And the next 2 weeks, there'll be a significantly greater number of deaths. So that would take us well into January. And I'm just wondering where that means, what that means for Christmas. Because it could be worse than Thanksgiving. So I don't know. We just have to play it by ear. I don't know if I'm going to get together with our family in Philadelphia for Christmas. But my niece keeps, I love her for doing this, but she keeps sending me pictures of her 1.5-month-old baby who I just would love
Shirley.
To give. Shirley Rose.
Shirley, and please let me do it.
Don't call me Shirley.
Surely you can't be serious. I am, and don't call me Shirley. There we go.
Thanks, son.
Love it.
So I told her, I said, you're breaking my heart. I said, the more I look at her and the more I just want to pick her up and smell those baby smells, I can't. I said, you're killing me. It's too bad we can't have smell stuff on phones.
I know.
It's probably a good thing, though. It could be a good thing.
Yeah, it probably is. And then you can they sound like they squeak, little baby squeak. Oh, my God, they're so cute.
Yes. Yeah. It's breaking my heart that I can't see her. And my Isla is supposed to be coming in for a visit, but they have all these crazy restrictions now coming across the borders. And I don't know if they'll be able to do that. If they get stopped, they will be in trouble because they're from New York. They have I don't know if they'll be able to get test results before they leave to get here. So it's a crazy situation here. This isolation business is, I understand it intellectually. I know why it needs to be the way it is, but it's just really hard not to see people that you love and you care about. And that's what the holidays have always been about. Being with friends and family. So, yuck, I don't know. Yeah. I know you had an abbreviated Thanksgiving, so have you made any plans for Christmas?
Oh, yeah, we're doing the same thing. Tommy is coming in a few weeks before so that he's where he needs to be. Actually, he's staying somewhere, so because he has to work. So he's... Yep. He can't work at my house. There's just too much going on, you know. There's too many moving parts going on at my house with everyone coming and going. So just in my own life. So so he's doing that. And then it's the same deal. It's the same exact people, six of us that were at Thanksgiving. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nothing else.
Well, that's good.
Already the plan. You have to do it. I mean, it's weird. And it was. I mean, and we talked about this a little bit. Thanksgiving was really strange. I mean, it was different. So, but what are you going to do? We just have to
know.
Do it.
I don't know. Well, do you have any shout-outs? Birthdays coming up.
Well, yeah, you know what? You know what I want to say, too? Meyer and I yesterday, first of all, I want to say happy, when you're listening, it'll be belated, but Nada Gilmartin's birthday was yesterday, December 2nd, so we'd like to give a big shout-out, happy birthday to Nada Gilmartin. And I was, last night, I was at the Mulberry Bush because we went for our Christmas tree. And I want one a little bit smaller, but we're going back today to get one of the ones that we did look at because they were really pretty and they're a little bit bigger, but that's okay. So if my point is, if you're out and you are looking for somewhere and you live in Scranton or you live anywhere, but it's convenient, Mike Culinary and his wife, Helene, have that Mulberry Bush right on the corner. I go there so often through the summers because Helene is a Hopkins, and we talked about this before. Her family's farmers, Hopkins Farm, and they always have great stuff, produce and flowers and everything through the summer and the spring and the fall. And now they have, she also is a florist, so she has all of her stuff and then wreaths and the, everything is there at Mike's. And we've been getting trees there for, probably the last 12, 13 years. And he's just a great guy, great business. He's been in business for years. I know him forever because when I was a young whippersnapper working at Third National Bank at the age of 19, Mike used to do all the landscaping and snow removing for all of the Third National Bank branches. So we were in the main branch, and so we saw Mike, so I know him forever. If you do the math, I'm 59. That's how many years? 40 years that I know Mike. So he's a great guy, hard workers, both of them. They are always available. They're helpful. And the tree, he can cut the tree, trim it up there. You just think about going. It's great. It's a wonderful place to get trees. And it's you're right in town, right in the middle. It's in the hill section. It's kind of neat because it's like you're right in the throes of everything. So although those wonderful farms, up the line and up in your neck of the woods, Clark Summit and Dalton, they're all great. I mean, so go somewhere. But this guy's right downtown Scranton, and I love it, right on Mulberry Street. Mm-hmm. So big shout out to Mikey and Helene. They do a great job.
That's good.
And of course, our good friends right there in the hill, the Mansour people and the Catalanos owning Mansour's Market. They do a great job. If you're looking for somewhere for breakfast or lunch, go there. Lynn and I are frequent flyers, and so is Patrick when he's downtown. I'll bet he'd be thrilled to come when he moves back, Lynn, that he can go to Mansour's a little more often.
Yep.
So all of these smaller businesses, though, Lynn, they're so important to continue to support as, coming off of Small Business Saturday and the way things are. And you just got to, there's nothing better than going into these smaller stores and they know who you are and they know what you like and they will hold things aside for you or put things aside. It's there's nothing better to me than that kind of service. So keep going.
Yeah, it's just, I look at the igloos are out in Clark Summit at State Street.
Cool.
Yeah, State Street Grill. And so, those are fun things. And I guess they were things that all of a sudden they became the thing because of the pandemic this year, that a lot of small businesses, restaurants that had the space, that could find the physical space, or doing that to continue the not being indoors type thing.
Yeah,
but
I know.
The thing is, you still have to be with people that you know, and I guess they only limit it to 5 or 6 people.
Yeah.
And again, that's fine. But
in New York City, they were having like miniature portable greenhouses put up on the street for people to sit in and do. It's amazing, the ingenuity. Yep. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. But we're gonna take a quick break and we'll finish up a little more of this conversation when we come back. You're listening to the Laurie and Lynn Show, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Nancy Kamen from WILK's Morning News with Webster and Nancy, and I know Laurie Cadden. A lot of people know Laurie Cadden. And more importantly, Laurie Cadden knows a lot of people. Laurie Cadden Enterprises specializes in fundraising, public relations, and special events. Laurie Cadden can take your business or organization to the next level. This isn't something that you learn about in a book. Heck, it can't even be taught. Laurie Cadden lives it. She knows how to work a crowd, open doors, and build and nurture relationships. With Laurie Cadden Enterprises, you get, ta-da, Laurie Cadden and her 20-plus years of experience. Call Laurie today at 357-8399, 357-8399, or email Laurie, Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, at lauriecadden.com, L-A-U-R-I-E-C-A-D-D-E-N.com. Laurie Cadden Enterprises, because it is who you know.
I'm Dr. Nicole DeNova. Since VREC opened its doors in 2010, we've treated over 30,000 patients, including the puppy whose curiosity led him to a porcupine and the police canine who was just doing his job. VREC is located at 318 Northern Boulevard in Clark Summit and is open 24/7 for your pet peace of mind. To learn more about us, visit VRECPA.com or call 570-587-7777.
ERA, Exceptional Real Estate Agents. When you want to have the best of the best selling your home, you want ERA One Source Realty. With offices all over northeastern Pennsylvania, ERA One Source Realty will give you the personalized service you'd expect from a professional real estate company. They have experienced realtors that have years of experience, which gives you, the home seller, an incredible advantage. They will offer suggestions to make your house sell faster. They will tell you what others will be looking for. They know how to present your home and sell its features, giving you the greatest chance to have your house sell fast. And ERA One Source Realty offers an industry exclusive guarantee. If ERA doesn't sell your house, ERA will buy it. Yes, if they don't sell your house, ERA will buy it. That's peace of mind. That's a guarantee worth its weight in gold. Call ERA One Source Realty today and find out how you can have your house marketed by one of the top rated companies in northeastern Pennsylvania. Call 877-587-SELL or on the web at ERA1.com. ERA One Source Realty, always there for you.
It's Saturday morning with Lori and Lynn. Now, back to Lori and Lynn.
Hi, we're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I am Managing Director and Financial Advisor for Women of Substance, LLC. That is a personal financial planning company that is specifically for the needs of baby boomer women. And I'm also the host of a podcast called Power of the Purse, which is a podcast that's available on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many others.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And while we're giving shout-outs, Lynn.
Yeah.
We're talking about businesses, small business, and so I'm going to also plug my own family, my sister Barbara, who's the owner of Cadden Florist on Orme Street. Go up and see her. She does phenomenal work, beautiful, beautiful work. And go see her if you want anything done for the holidays or any time. And also, if you want to go get a nice case of beer or anything in that realm, you can stop over at Cadden Brothers Beer Distributor on Luzerne Street in the great section of West Scranton and say hi to my brother Jimmy for me and go on over there and purchase your holiday cheer in the form of beer. So you got to get all those Cadden businesses in, too.
Wow. Yeah. Pretty good. It rhymed, too. Get your holiday cheer with a couple cases of beer. That was pretty good.
Beer, that's right, see? And that was off the cuff.
That was good. So we were also talking about some businesses that that were probably going to be benefited by the fact that, or not even benefited, but that we could help because of COVID during the holiday season. So let's also remember that a lot of places would really love it if you would buy gift certificates and give them to your friends and family so that when they are back in business and they can accept people coming in off the street or whatever, it would make a big difference to them right now to have the revenue. So let's remember to keep that in our gift-giving mode.
Yeah, there's many people talking about that, even on the national news and NBC on the Today Show. They were saying, what are good ways that you can help? And they were saying, buy gift cards and help people when they can get back in, or even when they can't get back in, call in and order takeout. I mean, you know, now you have the gift card, so it works.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And speaking of some things that we want to do for the good of people, there's something that's going to go away at the end of this year, tax year, that people may not know about. And this is something that is under the CARES Act, which is that piece that was the federal government's pandemic relief program. That was the one that made a big difference in a lot of things and gave some leeway to people. And in this regard, definitely there is something that people can take advantage of. And that is definitely in your bailiwick, as they say, Laurie, make some contributions before the end of 2020. Not just because that's a good thing to do, but because you also are going to be able to take deductions in addition to the standard deduction. And that was really a deal killer for a lot of nonprofit organizations, because when people found that they could just take the larger individual standard deduction, they didn't bother doing all the itemizing, which would have included a certain amount of money
charitable.
That you would contribute to charitable entities, either in kind or actually in dollars and cents. So they just stopped doing it. And so that was really not a good thing for a lot of charities, because they lost a lot of revenue. Well, the CARES Act says that individual taxpayers can take a donation of up to $300 for cash donations made in 2020 when they file their tax returns for next year. Typically, you can deduct charitable donations only if you itemize your personal deductions rather than taking the standard deduction. With changes in the federal tax code in 2017, through the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the vast majority of taxpayers now take the standard deduction. So the question then was, and this is an important one that no one really has an answer for, if each individual can take $300, does that mean that someone who files jointly can do $600? And there's been a lot of people out there who have said yes, because it hasn't been tested. But just because you file as a joint return should not negate the fact that both of you are still individuals and you each have $300.
Right.
So remember that is something that is only temporary for this year. So if you're planning on making any deduction or taking any deductions for your charitable gifts, you got to get them in by the end of this month. And it's a good thing. I mean, it clearly is. And I want to make sure people know that is something that's above and beyond the standard deduction amount. So do it.
Yeah. And don't forget those nonprofits, because there are so many. And Giving Tuesday just happened the other day.
Yep.
And there are so many people who, you know, who do need your help. And every little penny counts towards the final amount. So if you can, of course, please think about it and do so.
And it doesn't mean that it has to be just for situations where it's relative to COVID-19. You know, that's a good thing, that if people want to do that for giving people who can't afford to pay for their heat or their electric or something, that's all good stuff. And those programs have been in effect for years. But in addition to that, a lot of the other nonprofits that are normally there all the time, 12 months out of the year, they're also seeing significant hits to their bottom line because they can't do any of the fundraising events that they used to do.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't get the people in the room. So remember that those people need some help as well.
And you know, Lynn, speaking of that, I spoke to, I was speaking to Linda Robeson, who runs the Family to Family program, because I never got my donation out before Thanksgiving. So I talked to her like this weekend, I think it was Saturday. And I said, I'd like to send, she said, Laurie, in all honesty, we collect money and accept money towards this year round. She said, we have 4 Christmas events that have to be pulled off too before the end of this year. So even that project and program, which is helping so many needy families, just makes you feel good that you're able to help them, especially with the food part, because listening to these people all over, you know, these food banks and these, feed, I don't know the name, the exact name, Lynn, the
Feed
National
America.
Organization. Yeah, I mean, these people are suffering. More and more and more people. What do they say nutritionally? I can't even think
insecure.
Of the word they were using. Insecure.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. Those are all so many people, so many needs. So, think about it if you can.
And this is something I also wanted to talk about today, because I know we've talked about it in the past, and there didn't seem to be much of a, I don't know what the word is, answer, I guess, for lack of a better term, for the questions that were being raised. And I found an article the other day that was written by a woman who actually had been a guest on my podcast. And she's brilliant. Elaine Floyd is her name. And she is the person who works with, I believe it's AARP, and a place called Horse's Mouth, as in straight from the. It's a good article, but I think what's interesting about it is that when I read it, I'm still left with the same conclusions that I had before I read this article. So let me just go through this briefly, because I think this is something people might want to know about, because it really hits you in the bottom line. And the name of the article is, What Has the Government Done with the Social Security Trust Fund? And I know we've talked about this, and I said there is none. And people say, yeah, there is some, and other people. Well, anyway, these are the myths. That the trust fund is just a bunch of IOUs, that the government has spent all the money, that there is no trust fund, and that Social Security is bankrupt. Those are the 4 biggies that we hear over and over and over again. So what she is doing is writing to try to dispel all of those myths and say, here's the reasons why that is not relevant. So basically, it comes down to the fact that, yes, what is in, first of all, the numbers are staggering. In 2020, over $1 trillion in Social Security benefits will be paid to some 65 million retired and disabled workers, their dependents and survivors. That's a huge number. So, okay, we talk about what are we going to do about this, because it is a problem. And some people say, and I know this happens all the time, when I do any retirement planning, I ask people point blank, do you want me to include Social Security or not? And a lot of people say no, because I don't think it's going to be there. Okay, fine. So that's one thing you can say, don't count on it being there. Secondly, claim Social Security as early as possible in the belief that benefits will stop at some point. 3, get politically involved. Urge your congressional representatives to reform the system so it will never be underfunded. Of course, okay, that the first two are somewhat crazy according to what she said, but I don't believe that. Did the government spend the trust fund? Well, it's a pay-as-you-go system, which is something I've said many times on this show. People don't understand that you're not paying into something like you're going to pay into an IRA and you build up something. When your money is withdrawn from your paycheck, it goes directly to people who are the beneficiaries. There's no such thing as a build-up in your account.
There was a trust fund that was established in 1939 to hold the excess payroll taxes until they're needed to be paid out in benefits. For the last three decades, as baby boomers have moved through their peak earning years, a trust fund's been growing and now holds about $2.9 trillion. It's not sitting in a bank account somewhere. It's invested in U.S. Treasury securities. These securities are backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government and are considered one of the safest investments in the world. The way it works is like all debt securities, a borrower and a lender. When the entity wants to borrow money, it gives the entity lending the money some kind of evidence promising to pay the loan, which in this case is a U.S. Treasury security. So whoever holds these securities can be assured that the government will honor its promise and will pay back the funds. That's the line that I read, and I said, are you kidding me? You think if there's a promise that the U.S. government's going to pay that back? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what she says. Wow. So anyway, I don't know. I disagree with a lot of it. But I think, are we running out of time here?
Yes, we're out of time.
Okay. So we'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie and Lynn Show.
Hi, my name is Lynn S. Evans, CFP, co-host of The Laurie and Lynn Show. I am the managing director of a new business, Women of Substance, LLC, a financial planning firm dedicated to the specific financial needs of baby boomer women. I help them navigate through widowhood, retirement, divorce, and job loss. Send me an email at lynn@lynnsevans.com and let me know how I can help you. I'm also the host of a podcast, Power of the Purse, available on more than 30 sites, including iTunes, Stitcher and Google Play. We record these lively conversations with women who've been there and have great advice to give others so they don't go down the same dark holes. And we feature some experts who share some great ideas to be prepared before you have to face these transitions. And we have a whole lot of fun. Please don't let the fear of not knowing about personal finances stop you anymore. I am here to take the confusion and mystery out of money. Go to my website, lynnsevans.com, and see how we can set up a time to talk or browse around the many blogs and other free info on the site. Remember, money's not the enemy. Your ignorance of it is.
The well-established and highly respected Northeastern Pennsylvania certified public accounting firm, Michael A. Barbetti, LLC, is making changes after almost 40 years in business. The firm name has changed and is now Barbetti McHale, LLC CPA, reflecting the addition of Michael F. McHale as partner in the long-standing firm. Although the name and partnership are a significant change, the staff won't change. Their Dunmore location won't change. The way they serve clients won't change. Their work ethic won't change. And Michael Barbetti's involvement won't change. The Barbetti-McHale Partnership adds Mike McHale's three decades of experience in corporate and not-for-profit accounting for the clients of the regional firm. Barbetti-McHale, LLC Certified Public Accountants, provides professional accounting and tax services to all types of clients, ranging from individuals and family-owned businesses to governmental agencies and non-profit organizations. Call Barbetti-McHale CPAs at their Dunmore office, and you too can make a change for the better.
Business banking at Fidelity.
Universal Printing started out in Northeast Pennsylvania in June of 1995. Since that time, we have grown to 155 employees. What we do, we're a document solutions business. We do printing. We have an IT department on site. There's computer programmers, developers, production people. So all of our IT is done in-house. The nature of our business is it is very capital intensive. What we continue to do is adapt to the needs of our customers. And in order to do that, we have to continue to invest in the best state-of-the-art equipment that's out there. And we can do that with the support of Fidelity Bank. Fidelity allows us to play on a playing field that we could never have played on if we didn't have the support of a strong local bank that believed in us. They're not just saying they support the community, they're doing it. And we feel really blessed to have a partner in Fidelity Bank.
Here's Lori and Lynn.
Hi, we're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I am the managing director and financial planner with Women of Substance, LLC, That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women. And I'm also the host of a podcast called Power of the Purse. That's available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many others.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with us today is the lovely and talented Miss Leah Genacopoulos, who is a real estate agent with ERA One Source Realty. She is our guest expert today. She actually has a title at ERA, business development, new business development director.
You're right, you
Leah,
got
you're
going
to correct us. There we go. And Leah does a wonderful job, and she's here to talk a little bit about this booming real estate market, which we are all in the middle of, and it really pays to be a real estate agent these days. And I mean pays is the operative word there, Leah. How's everything going, kiddo?
That was a good play on
words. Well done.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's going great. Everything's going good. You know, I feel like every time I meet with you guys, I have the same message, is that we need your house. But really, it's still true, very true. Actually, last week, there was NAR released a statement about how usually, you know, especially in our area with the colder weather and the holidays, the winter market, you know, in the beginning between December, January, and February, it's been very, very stable and steady the past couple of years. I have to say, the past 7 years I've been doing this, I've never seen a terrible drop off where it's completely quiet, knock on wood, everybody, please. But they said this year in particularly, it's definitely not going to happen. They think that it is going to be booming right until our spring season and keep going, and they definitely don't see it lagging behind. And, you know, the Economist even predicted that with real estate being so great in our area, that's been really helping our economy, and that they predicted that the low inventory combined with the high demand and the record low mortgage rates are only going to be a push for people to sell and be buying homes and relocating to the northeastern market. So, which is really, really happy to hear. It's great to hear. And Lawrence Young, who is the chief economist for NAR, which is the National Association of Realtors, said that with the shortage of, there's no shortage of potential home buyers, which is great to hear. The shortage is obviously in our inventory. So that's where, you know, we're not meeting up with, we're trying to keep up with the demand. So, but all in all, it's still a fun, it's been a fun environment. We're still having fun. It's definitely still crazy, which is good. And everyone, I think, has been very happy with how everything's proceeding. You know, everything is taking a little bit longer than usual because of the high demand and everyone relocating up this way, but that's okay. You know, we're in the middle of a pandemic, and our mortgage brokers, lenders, our title companies, our attorneys, everyone is just doing everything they can, and everyone is doing a great job of getting everyone to the closing table and getting everyone, you know, closed, because we really, those 9 weeks of not being operable, really, they really kicked our butts, in you know, to say the least, when we couldn't get out and be showing houses and everything was virtual. I do want to add, at ERA, we still are virtual. If you don't feel comfortable and you do need an apartment, if you need a house, whatever your needs are, we can definitely meet them. We are doing everything still virtual if that's the way in the route you want to go. We are doing FaceTime tours, virtual walkthroughs, whatever it is to keep you comfortable. We're still making sure that we're doing whatever it is for you, and that we're meeting and tailoring every one of our clients' needs to make sure that everything is being done the correct way and the safe way. So I think that's also a nice tool to have that technology behind us, which has been very helpful through this entire pandemic. Everything, you know, even as far as signing a document, you know, it's great that we don't have to meet in person. If you want to, we can make those arrangements if need be, but we can also do everything contactless and paperless, and which I also think is nice too, you know, because we're still doing our part in making sure everyone is safe.
Leah, go ahead, Lynn.
What's the sweet spot? Where do you find the greatest demand for houses? Not necessarily physically, where is it, but what's the price range?
that 150 to 250 range. I know that seems a little broad, but you're getting anyone that's approved through that 1 to 150 up to like 150 to 2, 2 to 250. So that's necessarily that range, that 150 to 250 is what's flying off the market.
And the inventory is there or not there?
Well, it's there for a day, and then
it's
gone.
Yeah,
I mean, it comes, but it doesn't stay. So, you know, and the one thing, too, for sellers in this market, they're really in the driver's seat. With the shortage, there's always a strong demand. And, you know, that's good for the seller. They're in a great position. So, sellers, keep that in mind. If you're thinking of selling, it's ideal right now for you because of the high demand. You know, if it could be, and it doesn't necessarily even have to be the price. It could be something you're thinking of as far as, like, I didn't find a house yet, and I need to know when I don't know if I can meet their closing date. You know, you're not necessarily just in control of the price. You're in control of the moving date, the repairs, when, you know, when do you want to move? So there is a lot of ways that we can make sure that everyone feels comfortable, because I do think there's a lot of people out there that are looking to sell, and, you know, that they want more space, especially now with these schools going back to pretty much being in home and virtual. A lot of offices are still closed until July of 2021. I know personally my mother's office, they said that they will reevaluate in July of 2021, and that everyone is on to work from home right now since they can't. So, and that's going to be a lot of people's circumstances. So with that being said, a lot of people need more of that office space. But I think a lot of people are like, what do? I can't sell because there's nowhere for me to go. And, or, you know, if I build, they won't be able to build until the summer. So with that being said, I think there's, you know, a few people that are like, oh, I don't want to list my house yet, which I totally understand. And I had a few conversations with a few people that are eager to sell. One just said to me that, you know, the more she thinks about it, she said she really wants to sell, and she's looking for an alternative living situation, whether it's living with in-laws or her parents or a brother. It's just her whole thing, and she's like, I don't want to move twice. And I totally understand that. But it's also, you don't want to miss this market either.
Yeah, and you know what, Leah, I get these all the time, these texts from people saying, Laurie, not my name, but yeah, I always personalize it. We want to buy your house. We want to buy your house. We want to buy your house. Now, I know that never happened in a market that wasn't like this. So I know that's like, I don't know. I what I'm getting at is it only happened now since the market has been hot. So I mean, I believe when you say there's no inventory and people are literally like, and I've seen this too before, Leah, in my 30-some years of having a license, people like literally knocking on someone's door and say, are you interested in selling your house? Because I'd like to buy it. I mean, that stuff actually happens. So,
that's 100% true. Absolutely.
I mean, the inventory has to be there. You know, you always think about it because I have to tell you, in the back of my mind, I always think, well, you know what, is this the time for me to sell? You know, my kids are gone. Although I love my house and I love where I am, I hesitate. But, you know, you think about it, it's also a good time because your house is worth more than it was. And I think with, you know, all the stuff that happened in 2008, it's about time that property values, you know, are back, not where they were overinflated, but where they are really
they all are at fair market value, which is another
correct
statement that NAR released, that there is no foreseeable future of any like of a crazy foreclosure market, because, you know, this was brought on by a pandemic. This was not brought on by the inside economy. So we were in a great economy. So I don't think we have to have panic set there, you know. But another thing we're also seeing a lot of is people buying houses. And I saw it a lot, obviously, in the spring going into the summer, because people were concerned, you know, no vacations this year. So what they spend on a vacation, let's put a pool. Well, now I'm still seeing people buying houses faced off of outdoor space so they can make like a winter outdoor space, putting in something like a heater or an outdoor fireplace or fire pits or something that could be long-term and have more of a longevity use to it.
Yep.
So I'm starting to see more of that when people are looking. They're looking for somewhere where that outdoor space is going to be key to still be out there, you know, during the winter, but you're able to, because it's inevitable, winter's coming, and, you know, so with that being said, you can't sit outside without just a jacket on. You need some form of a heat source. So I'm getting a lot of people that are looking for screened-in porches or a huge patio that could be somewhat covered and adding. So that's a huge trend also right now. I'm starting to see when you're looking for houses. It was in the summer, but it's still following into these winter months. And the other thing as well is the key is now the finished basement space or what could be finished quickly or that extra office space or that extra room, whether it's a playroom, whether now it's becoming the children's classroom, whether it's now your work from home space. Because again, like I've mentioned previously, so many people were okay, you know, in March, because how many of us thought this is only going to be 2-3 weeks and, you know, everything will be okay. So sitting at your kitchen counter was, okay, I'll get through it, I'll deal with it. Well, here we are. How many months later, I think, you know, 9 months later, and you're still sitting at your kitchen counter. Well, that's not a conducive workspace. That's not also fair for the kids, because these poor kids, like, you know, their lives are being uprooted as well. So let's find them a space where we can make it look like a classroom or learning. So I just had a client now, and she texted me a couple weeks ago. She's moved in now a couple weeks, and she said, oh my gosh, we got in the nick of time. The girls' school is going virtual until further notice. I have a whole room set up as their classroom, you know, to make sure that they could still focus. She's like, this is so much more ideal than where I was in March and April.
Absolutely. And then later on, it becomes just a place for them when things resume and they're back in school down the road. It becomes somewhere where they can do their homework and have their own space. It's not like it's going to be, oh, you just need it now. It's a creative way to keep kids focused in their and what they have to do to just to get through school in general. So it's really a good thing. Leah, how can anybody, if anyone's interested in talking to you about the possibility, and that's always there too, call an agent. Let them talk to you about your ability to sell if you think you should, and see what they have to say. And don't try to do it by yourself.
We're here. No.
Yep. How can they reach you, honey?
Yep, we're here to give you all the advice you need. We're online at era1.com. We have our 6 offices, our home office being 570-587-9999. We're on all forms of social media, and all of our agents are listed on the website with their cell phone numbers attached. So if you're looking for someone in particular, or, you know, you want a certain office, you know, all you have to do is go to our website. Again, that's era1.com, and we'll be able to help you with anything. And it doesn't have to be, I need to sell tomorrow. It could be just advice that you're needing to start looking. So we're totally open to any conversation. We're reachable, and we're always looking to help. So
there we go. Well, Leah, thank you. And by the way, I was talking to Tommy last night. He told me to say hi. So there you go.
Oh, tell us. I said hi, and I hope everything is well.
Yeah, I will, honey. Thank you. And then, and everybody, and tell your dad hi, too, for me, honey, and Merry Christmas.
Absolutely.
And, Leah, we'll see you next year. You'll be on next year, so enjoy your holiday. And everybody else, thank you for listening to us and being part of our weekly show. And we'll see you next weekend. Have a good one. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.
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 This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.